This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
I'll play it later on, but Kamala Harris came on TV today. She thinks our border is a joke. We have no need for a border. People aren't coming over like people. They really think that if they say this enough, right? If they stay on this, that we're going to believe this garbage. Anyway, we probably will. Look around. We voted for Obama twice, my God. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to MyPillow.com. Look, the holiday season coming. Don't wait. Mike takes a beating for us on a regular basis. He sticks up for us. He uses his own personal dollars to fight against all this craziness that's going on right now. You heard Steve Bannon got 6 months in jail for refusing to show up for a subpoena. And the funny thing about it is, how many of Obama's people who refused to show up for a subpoena did jail time? How many? You know, they keep saying nobody's above the law, but they don't mean that. They mean Democrats are above the law. Nobody else is. You know, some of you Democrats out there listen to me and love to hate on me. Tell me where I'm wrong. Why is it that when a Republican or a conservative pushes back on a subpoena and refuses to show up, they get jail time? You guys have a long list of people that refused, all the way down to Eric Holder, to show up for a subpoena, and all of a sudden, they get to walk free. It doesn't make any sense. So head over to MyPillow.com. Help everybody win. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. You can get towels and sheets, pillowcases, pillows, obviously, all kinds of things there. Holidays are coming up. Spend your money with somebody who's actually putting their money towards the things that you support. And you get something, you get value for what you're doing. Promo code Joe gets you anywhere from 30 to 70% off. I make a few bucks, you make a few bucks, and everybody is happy. Sony Schmidt joins me again, keeping her on now. We got some serious stuff, because usually we start to get into that conversation and time's up. So now I'm keeping around because there is some serious stuff. I mean, some of you who tuned in last night, you heard Zoe and I talking about the inner city, the black community. You always hear about how much the black community suffers when it comes to education and other things. I go, well, wait a minute. The Dems are in charge. The teachers get paid all kinds of money. The majority of the stuff is happening in the inner city, right, where it's mostly black and Hispanic. And when you think about all this stuff, again, who are the kids that are being hurt the most? And then I said, now the CDC has come out with an edict that all kids are going to be vaccinated before they can go to school, or they're pushing for that. We'll see what happens with it. And then they came out and said, and we'll make sure that the black community gets these vaccines first, because they're usually overlooked, and they're usually, you know, they're at a disadvantage in getting this medicine. And I'm going, no, because they're smart enough to remember Tuskegee. What do you say, Sonia?
Did you just say Tuskegee?
Yeah, I'm Italian. What do you want from me?
Tuskegee.
What? Tuskegee. My tongue got in the way.
I understand. Oh, you just got it. You got pasta on the brain. You want to get off.
I know,
you
were talking about food. I'm drooling now.
Yeah, on the break we were talking about food, but, you know, the left, first of all, we know that the left only doles out education that works in their behalf. So in the black communities, the Latin communities, they don't know anything about all this, the, you know, LGBTQ push in those children in our schools. And trust me, that's where they want to go because they want to destroy these family units. They have strong family units, so they want that to happen. But also, if you just kind of watch the through line that with children, they want to push it on the black community because, frankly, the black community, surprisingly and happily, has been real slow to latch on to getting the jab. And the reason being is because they remember Tuskegee, the Tuskegee experiments. And it's interesting because, I mean, I don't know how many more, experiments or government things have been done specifically against black people, but Tuskegee is fresh on all of our minds throughout all those generations, you know?
Yep.
And that's what I heard is the reason that we are not taking that back. So it's interesting because I asked my daughter, because I'm like, you know what, why is it we vote Republican and we vote Democrat and we trust the government, we depend on the government for everything? And she says, oh, we'll depend on the government for benefits and welfare and getting handouts, but not for injecting things into our bodies. We have a huge distrust there. So I think that that's one of the reasons that this government is saying, oh, we're going to focus on the black, you know, black community. Because we already go, nope, Tuskegee is enough for us. We don't need no more than that. We don't trust you guys when it comes to injecting us with stuff or doing sort of medical things with us. So
I understand and I agree. But some people would say, well, come on, that was back then. Now it's today. This is not how we operate. You know, there's too many safeguards in place. You know, that's just right wing.
I don't think that's no. We have a very healthy skepticism when it comes to things like that. You know, and I'm glad we do because, listen, black people may be the only last man standing when this is all said and done with this vaccine because we've seen, I mean, I've read about 4 cases this past week of young people just dropping dead, young healthy people, athletes. Dropping for no reason. And you know when you read an article, okay, like when you read an article about some perverted politician and they never say what party the person is in, you have to Google it, but you'll find out it's a Democrat. Same thing when it comes to these vaccines. When these young kids are croaking like this, sad. But you'll never find out in that article when and if they were vaxxed. There was one, I think, maybe a senator's daughter or a congressman's daughter this past week who did admit to being vaxxed and then died, like, shortly after.
Wow.
But for the most part, you'll never get that information. Well, there's a reason you're not getting that information, and we all want to know it. Did they get vaxxed? Did they get boosted? What's the story? Because we know the numbers are being they're not real. The virus situation, we know it's not real. They're not being reported. It's totally underreported how many people die, how many people are injured, how many people, and then the numbers that we have are frightening enough, and any other vaccine would have been pulled a long time ago.
Yeah, what's funny is the people on the left will always come back at you and say, you know, oh, right, because, you know, the polio vaccine, the mumps, the measles, like, whoa. Those were tested for a long period of time. They've been around for decades now, so don't start.
No, and other vaccines, like when they had problems with them, far less problems than they're having with this thing, they pulled them.
Oh, yeah, immediately. Yep.
Immediately.
Yep.
But there's a reason for this. And when you look at what was passed just this week with the CDC saying, you can't touch them, you cannot touch the companies that make these things, no matter what happens to you and your children, your family, whatever, you may not sue. That's what this was about. This big pharma, and wasn't it the left who always warned us about big pharma? And now they're totally in bed with them.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right.
I only heard of big pharma because of the left, and now they're in bed with the left, big pharma, and it's kind of. I always thought that you could not sue against a vaccine. I thought that was the beauty of it. That's why they're kind of moving away from other medications, which you can create a lawsuit for, and going into the vaccines. Because you cannot, there's no replication, there's no, is that a word? There's no, you can't sue them for vaccines. So a part of this thing was
about... Once they've been approved, especially kids' vaccines, I've read a lot about this.
Oh.
It is extremely, almost impossible to sue a pharmaceutical company because they get covered,
right.
By the government.
Right? So folks, that makes sense. If you just follow the money, you just follow the story.
Strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Okay, I roll around laughing and I can't make fun of it because they're bothered.
Yeah, right. I had my little piano. I was ready. Oh, man.
Hold on.
When Marimba River starts to play, there's a rain.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. Let me bring her back on again. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. We got to kick the week off, get things rolling. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. And Sonia.
Yes?
Yeah, you said you were having Thai noodles. I said, what's the difference between Thai noodles and Italian noodles? I mean, really?
Well,
they're
flat noodles. I mean, they're flatter or
they're flat?
They're different.
That's linguine. You mean the linguine?
They could be. You probably could make a Thai dish with linguine.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably could. But it's the sauce that's different. And, you know, it's just the flavorings and the sauces. It's more sweet. I can't even, maybe it, I wouldn't even say it's a Marsala sweet. It's a different flavoring altogether. And I'm trying to think of a Chinese dish that would be similar. But Thai food is pretty wonderful. There's peanuts and maybe, and you can use meat in it if you, you know, choose to. But Thai food is pretty fun. You put egg.
I got an hour and a half before I can actually eat. Really?
Good.
Yeah. Be nice to me. Now, I forgot what we were talking about when we went to break.
What are my notes?
Oh, you have notes? I'm glad one of us does.
I do.
You know, we'll wait. Go ahead.
We talked about the racist teacher. We were talking about the Tuskegee Institute. You know what's weird? It's that Bob clip, and I never get enough of hearing that Bob Hope clip that you play.
Oh, yes.
But we spent the whole show, think about it, we spent the whole show talking about exactly what he encapsulates in one joke. They don't care. They don't think. They don't.
Okay, you ready?
Regard. Okay, yeah.
Yes? Oh, come in, Larry. This is Mr. Montgomery. I met him a few weeks ago in New York.
Oh, how are you? You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
A what?
Well, Prada just told me about a caretaker on Black Island. Negro woman lives in a little shack with a zombie son.
Yes, that's more voodooism, and not very pleasant. When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible, because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's what we've been saying the entire show. They are the party of death. They're totally into propaganda. They're zombie-led without thinking, and they don't care. And I hate to talk about them like that, but you know what? It's time to be real. It's time to be real.
Yeah, Xander Gibb wouldn't let me broad brush, and in the early days I didn't. I would not, because I knew a lot of good, most of the Democrats I knew were, you know, good, solid people. They just had a difference of opinion than I had. But then,
right,
as the years have gone on, the hate has grown. I talked to a couple of old-time Democrats in the area that we live in.
That's different.
And they told me, they said, look, we've actually gotten away from being active in the party because they've become so vitriolic, so nasty to us, the old-timers.
Yeah,
because we won't do what they do. We're not interested in doing what they do.
Because there was a time, my parents, well, my mother was a Democrat, and JFK was a Democrat, but he couldn't run in today's Democrat Party. He believed in lower taxes. He believed in being, you know, in strength through power or whatever. He couldn't run today. But I believe it's because it's no longer about parties and making America stronger and loving America. It's spiritual warfare that has creeped into the Democrat Party and taken root, and it's off and running. So what they're talking about has nothing to do with making America better or caring for children or any of that. I mean, when you look at I'm sure you've seen some of the LGBT, the drag queen dance shows for children. That's sick on a whole different level. And if any Democrat can say, well, you know, it's okay, then they don't.
I don't understand. I will never understand how drag queens for kids. Let's just take it that simple. I mean, seriously, if a drag queen or that kind of dancing was done to a child in a park, they would be picked up for, you know, lewd whatever in front of a minor, and they would be brought to jail. And yet it's okay to do in a school. And I don't get it. I don't get the... They say there's no double standards. No, there's no, well, yeah, actually there is. Whatever you think is okay. Whatever is okay for you is okay, period.
If I brought a Bible into the library and started reading it to children, I'd get kicked out of there so fast your head would spin.
Yeah,
but
no, but right?
Yeah, that's because it's spiritual warfare. This is fighting on a level that our brains have to catch up with. We don't even understand the sort of thing that's going on. And I've been saying this for years, but now if it's not evident to people now, I don't know what to tell you. When you have people who are doing dances that I would be uncomfortable with in front of children, and you have parents bringing their children to this, y'all are way too deep.
Yeah.
They've been mesmerized.
I was watching parents at an event in the school. I watched a clip where the parents were actually waving dollars and handing
right. them in the, mm-hmm.
right, to that person. And it was just amazing to me. It's like, how do you do that? How do you justify showing your kids? I mean, seriously.
On the left.
Most moms would have freaked out if a dad took a teenager to a gentleman's club. You know what I'm saying?
The left has wanted to be their kids' friends for how long? They've been setting all this up for years.
Yep.
It's more important to be your kid's friend than it is to be their parent. And I used to tell my kids, because they didn't understand why. They used to call me Sarge. And I was like, look, I'm your mother. I'm not your friend. You can get other friends. You can't get no other mama. So this is the role this is the hand I've been dealt. Deal with it. You know?
You know, someday you need to kind of tell your story again to a degree about where you came from and all that, so people really, really know and really understand. We got to go for a quick break, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is entering its eighth month. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is explaining when he expects the conflict to end.
It depends entirely on whether Russia gets to a place where it's actually interested
in stopping the aggression that had started.
Russia launched several strikes on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv this week using Iranian kamikaze drones. At least four people were killed in the attacks. President Biden is in his home state of Delaware touting the new student debt relief program at Delaware State University as the White House opens up registration for borrowers eligible for payments, which closes December 31st.
Less than a week, just close to 22 million people have already given us information to consider this life-changing relief.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, there it is. We are back. Go with Steve, your host. Kind of pressing all the wrong buttons, man. That's scary. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Like I said, head over to MyPillow.com. Let's go ahead and support those people who support us. Don't you think that would be really good? I mean, seriously, you're out there. Some of these companies, what is it, Starbucks? Any one of those? Some of these companies are giving money to companies you totally disagree with. There's no reason for it. There's no reason for you to feed the beast, so to speak. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. Tony Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her brilliant insight to the topics and stuff that we're talking about. And Sonia, thank you for being here.
Let's not be ridiculous. Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure. It really is. I mean, it's the first. I talk to children all week, so.
Oh, I'm the first adult. Well, wait a minute. You're giving me a lot of credit too.
Grown up, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Reasonable facsimile. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody who appears to be an adult doesn't mean he is.
Right, right.
Anyway. No, seriously, people, you got to pay attention. You can't be afraid. You know, I love doing this because you've known me for years. So, my dog, the guy that does our dogs. I mean, I can't believe the money that you make, and how many people have their dogs washed now. Okay, I mean, whoever thought that would actually be a business? But this guy's doing great. Anyway, the guy who washes our dogs, he's a black guy. And he was sitting here, or he was coming in to unplug his equipment, and I said, hey, can I have a conversation with you? And he said, sure. I said, it's kind of personal, can I? He says, yeah. So we sat down. We talked about his viewpoint of what's going on in the black community today. Now, he is a Democrat, but we had a conversation, and he mentioned after the conversation, you know, this was nice. I don't get to talk like this to most people.
Wow.
Okay? So here it is. Here's a white guy sitting here, Republican, conservative. There's a black guy who's totally taking advantage of capitalism. Think about it.
Right.
And he's got a great business going for himself, yet he's on a different side of the aisle, very much believes in what some of them are doing. And we were able to have, I don't know. I think we talked for 45 minutes.
Wow.
All right. We talked about his perception of colonialism and what it did to our country and others and really, you know, where your starting point is, but you can still get out of it. That kind of stuff. So those are conversations that people are afraid to have. And you know what I find? When I talk about black issues with a white friend on the other side of the aisle, they go from pseudo-conversation to rabid no time. Like, they have to defend you guys because you can't defend yourself.
No, we can't do it ourselves, don't you know? We need their help.
It's mind-blowing. It's always mind-blowing to me anyway.
That's such a great thing that it doesn't matter. You know what? I often call it seed laying. So I think that because this person hasn't had those conversations, there's something that resonated with him. And even if it's just like, oh, Republicans aren't the evil, you know, the evil demons that we've been told that they are.
He got to know, like everybody else should, we got to know each other. Okay? Now, listen, honestly, whether anybody wants to hear it or not, they know, I didn't see him as a black man that came to my house. He's the dog washer.
Right.
He's the guy that comes to wash the dog, okay? But it dawned on me, all these conversations that we're not having with each other. I don't know how he saw me. I mean, we had a Trump flag out front for a while. Now we have the blue line flag. We have, you know, we kind of switch up things from time to time. And, you know, here's a guy that comes in again. Even if the flag offended him, he was coming for the money, and that's okay. That's a good
thing. That's
right. Right? I'm okay with that. So, anyway, it's just one of those things where I was surprised that he was surprised that we were able to have that good of a conversation.
Yeah, I think that that's a great story. Yep. And I think that that's why the left has to divide us up so much so we don't have those conversations. That's why the left has to initiate cancel culture, because they don't want us to bond as people, you know?
Oh, I know, right? Like us not going to church, like us not being allowed to worship and be together and talk together. And you know, that whole thing. And he was, you know, it's really funny, though, some of the telltale things were, we talked about the Jim Crow laws and what they did to the black community and what they were trying to do for real. And then today, if you look at what's happening in the inner city, we talked about this earlier, it's kind of an extension of the Jim Crow laws, because I'm sorry, but in a lot of these inner city schools, you're not being taught. The black and Hispanic communities are not being educated properly. So they're in the same boat that they were in. They're always going to be dependent on government if we keep going down this road. And he agreed.
Wow.
You know, he was surprised that I even knew what the Jim Crow laws were about.
Yeah, because you just assume everybody has these assumptions about everybody. Everybody's been told that the other side is the demonic. And so, how old was this guy, by the way? I was just curious.
Probably mid-40s.
Oh, wow. So he's young.
Yeah, mid-40s, you know, coming up on 50, whatever.
One thing that's interesting to me, and I was watching this week the Straka. What's his name? Bright? What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Straka, you're right.
Straka. He had a symposium. He had a panel.
Oh, yeah.
Of black conservatives, black leftists. I mean, leftists. And to have a conversation without, you know, a civil conversation. And for me, what was so interesting, and nobody brought this up, is that everything, you know, the left always had to go back to the past. It was always about slavery. It was always about Jim Crow. It was always about the Klan. It was always about, but nobody brought up the fact that those were Democrat institutions. You know, I mean, the things that we complain about, or that we go back into our past and use that to inform our present, they were all institutions of the left. So, you know, it's just, it's interesting that we can't have these conversations, but I get why we can't, because the left says we're forbidden to talk about it. We're forbidden to be friends. We're forbidden to find common ground.
Well, we're afraid. We've got,
I was saying earlier, we don't even want to do it. Your friend Ed called and said, you know, if he can't speak up, well, the reason people can't speak up is because they don't want to be ousted by their families, by their friends, by their jobs. That's a real thing. I lost my job. you know?
Well, you've been on and off the show with me since I started, really. Actually, you filled in for me in the early days from time to time when I had to travel. And, you know, this is stuff that we've been talking about forever, where the left have been browbeating the white for now almost 15 years now to get them to the point where they're afraid of everything. And if, you know, you don't want to say anything about the black community because you're a racist. You don't want to say anything about the Hispanic community. You're a racist. You know, if you even question the fact that why do we have the ability to have these career centers where we can have people in lower socioeconomic areas, go, oh, you're a racist. Why would you put them in lower socioeconomic areas? I go, I don't know. Why do you put all the Planned Parenthoods in the black community? Is there a correlation here? Anybody home?
Because they... It is really about, and it's funny because I wrote this word down earlier about something you were talking about. The left are masters at gaslighting.
Yes.
And if anybody doesn't know what that term is or hasn't seen the old movie that I think was done in the 40s to explain in a, you know, a movie form, visual way, what gaslighting is, you need to check out what that is, because we have been being gaslighted for many years. And at some point, it seeks that you don't know if you're the crazy one or if you're believing the right thing. Or gaslighting is, I was raised by a mother who had mental issues, but she was a gaslighter. And it has lasting effects, and you don't know what's real. You don't know what's up from down. And even when you know what's right, when you know what's right spiritually, when you know what's right politically, what's right, you have a hard time holding on to it because you've been gaslit for so long. And that's what the left, and I talked about this months ago on your show, is that we're being ruled by people who have mental illness. And I don't say this to be cruel. It's just they use the tactics of people with mental illness. You talked about the school teacher who told this child that his parents were wrong. And
she didn't just tell him. She went off on him. And that's what's really
gaslighting.
We gotta go for
stronger.
Gotta go for a break. Unless you cutting checks. I didn't think so. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Oh, you're right when we turn.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Love that. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure.
Love that, Warren.
Joe McKeever, host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-0855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the whole idea, is to get informed to the point where you can push back, fight back, and you have the information that you need. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Love to kick off the weekend with her, kick the party off with her, so to speak. Well, you are back. You almost talked right through the commercial.
I know, sorry. I just got some broccoli stuck in my...
All right, just don't show it to anybody.
Okay, sorry.
That was... No. Because if I did it, they would, like, tune me out or something.
Right. Well, you wouldn't have broccoli stuck in you.
No. Mine would be, like, tomatoes or, stuff like that. Red peppers. Right. Those kind of things. All right, so let's have some fun. What? I saw that. Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I just hooked up my grandson with some Thai noodles, and absolutely you could do the same thing with the linguine noodles, yes.
Good. I'm happy. So, I want to get to this one. I never understood this. It goes all the way back. Who was that woman that claimed that she was black working for the NAACP?
Oh, yeah. What's her name? Yeah.
Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
White. Totally white. Trying to look black. I mean, she had to go out of her way to try to look black. Yes. Her parents are pasty white people. And yet...
Real white.
Yeah. I mean, you can't get any whiter than they were. Yeah. And yet, Al Sharpton stuck up for them. And it's always been a head-scratcher when you think about it. So, the Congressional Black Caucus is defending a support that it has for a white congressional candidate who's running against what? A black female. And not only just a black female, but she's an Iraqi war veteran. So, Frank Mervin, he's a Democrat out of Indiana, the white Democrat being funded by the CBC, he's running against Republican Jennifer Ruth Green. Now, she is... She would be in Indiana's first congressional district. Now, they've given the other fellow, $5,000 back in September. They show no support for a black candidate. So it's not a congressional black caucus. It's a Democrat congressional black caucus. Has to be.
And it's funded. Follow the money. I mean, maybe if we started throwing thousands of dollars towards them, they might change their mind. But then again, they would have that issue of not being a part of the tribe that I keep going back to. If they did endorse the Republican candidate, even though it might be a better better candidate for the community, for black people, whatever, they would get ousted from their community. But money talks. And to be honest, maybe that's what we need to do, is start throwing some cash to the Congressional Black Caucus and at least make them sweat a little bit,
I got to tell you, though, what I love about all this is when they were called on the carpet, they said, the Congressional Black Caucus PAC is committed to electing African-Americans and African-American allies to Congress.
Right. They
who
just
will fight
told
for
you.
Our values. And
they just told you. Allies means you're going to do what the Democrats want us to do.
Yep.
They're cowardice, and anybody who's a part of that, you know what? They're just as bad as rhinos. You know, we voted for rhinos unwittingly in the past, but luckily, I think the numbers are starting to grow with black people becoming more awakened, not woke. But awaken, and they're not going to join the likes of a CBC or NAACP that's like as old school and backwards as
yeah.
We're becoming more awake, and we're not going to put our money in those and our energies in those groups, and they're going to eventually they will dry up. But the only thing that the left has right now is throwing money at these groups and support to these groups because they own them. They own them like slaves on a plantation. They own them, and they're willing to be bought by them. So go on. Do that.
Yeah, well, I think what's happening, again, as you're becoming more educated, I don't care if you're black, Hispanic, or white, as you become more educated to these issues is when we see people changing parties, when we see people leaving a particular party, when they really truly get informed as to what's real, right?
And you know, I said for years, I don't know that I can convince anybody, black person, to vote Republican, but I can sure put some doubt into your head to make you think about voting Democrat.
Yep.
I'd rather, and I know it's important for us to vote, but in terms of those people who are stuck with the, I'd rather you not vote at all. Do no more harm. I'd rather you not vote at all than to vote Democrat again.
No, and now you look at people, you talk about paying attention. Now I hope, mainstream Republicans start to pay attention because you have House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. He raised eyebrows among conservatives this week when he told reporters that he didn't intend to impeach Biden and so on. There were a lot of things that he wouldn't do. And he stated that he did not see that Biden had committed any impeachable acts. And it's like, okay, really?
We know he's a problem. And
McCarthy, yeah, I know. If they bring him in, If they easily bring him in, especially as Speaker of the House, that's a problem.
We got a problem. But if, but now, thank goodness for the America First group push that these rhinos are not going to have an easy go of it. They can say what they want, but people like McCarthy and McConnell, they've already shown their true colors, and we can't trust them. And now I think we all know we're at a point where we can't mess around anymore.
Yeah, but you and I know we can't trust them. Rank and file doesn't get it.
Rank and file, do you mean like rhino Republicans?
The everyday Republican, the guy that's going to work every day, not really paying attention, might be listening to people like you and I to try to figure this stuff out. Other than that, they're not paying attention to this stuff.
Well, that's why it goes back to what you were saying before and what Ed was saying before. You got to talk to your people. Talk to somebody. Talk to your relatives, no matter how, where it puts you. Because we can't, rhino. Okay, one of the reasons that one of the big reasons I got out of this whole political commentary game when Obama became president the second time is I realized that I wasn't fighting the left alone. I wasn't fighting rabid liberals, but I was fighting rhinos too. And that was just a war that was coming. I couldn't do it by myself. And at the time when I was doing it, this was long before the Candace Owens and the, you know, it was me and Zoe, you know? So it's hard enough to fight the left, but when you're fighting the rhinos, and we got to get rid of those people. They're not helping us, and we can't believe their lies anymore. We just cannot. And we can't fall for the left saying that our leaders are kooks, you know, the Marjorie Taylor Greens. They're going to paint a picture of them that they're insane. That's okay. That's fine. Vote for them. You know? Because they're the only ones that have shown that they have some sort of backbone.
Well, that's why they're kooks. Come on. You know, in my party early on and even, you know, sometimes as of late, they get all over me. Because I don't toe the party line. I don't, you know, do exactly what they tell me to do. If I agree with the principle, I'm on board. If I don't agree with the principle, you're on your own. And I'm going to push back against you.
Yeah, but I think our eyes are getting more open. The fact that, you know, the rhinos pushed the whole John McCain thing on us. And the other guy, the pretty boy with the hair. And
Pretty boy with the hair?
The Mormon guy. What was his name?
Who was it? I'm sorry.
The Mormon.
Romney. Mitt Romney.
Romney.
You mean the one that had a binder full of women or something like that? Remember that?
That was enough to throw this man off his game. There's a binder and a dog sitting on top of his car. And he was done for. So we get these people pushing, but no more. That's not going to happen anymore. Do you think that if McCain or somebody like that is going to be foisted on us anymore? Ain't going to happen. We've learned our lesson.
I don't know. You got a lot more faith in the average Republican than I do.
And you're always right, so
forget it. Oh, I'm not always right.
Forget everything I just said.
I can't stand it sometimes. You know, you sit there, you know, you talk to people, you go through, and you're sitting there and you're saying to people, look at what they're doing. Do you remember who was the, when you and I first were doing this show, there was a Pledge to America the Republicans did.
I know, I was thinking about that.
I actually have that clip somewhere.
That's so funny. And I was like, but they're going to pledge. And you were like, please.
Yeah, you don't get to that pledge, you use it for toilet paper. That's what you get to that pledge.
Yeah, and I was
right?
Like, but we have to have faith. And then, no, not, but this is a new Sonia. I'm like, I don't trust nothing.
Okay, Sonia, now you're leaving me with a good laugh. Have a great weekend, lady. Enjoy your grandson, and we'll have you back with us next week. God bless.
God bless you, too.
All right, people, you stuck with me for the whole hour. Come on back.